you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
That's the way computers talk to each other.
Unbelievable! Amazing! Fantastic!
Welcome, Moon!
And welcome to the second half of our two-hour program called The Table, the two-hour arts program sponsored by GBM CAN, the Greater Blue Mountains Creative Arts Network. We just recently had a big meeting and we've got lots of things lined up for the year. We've got some festivals here in Katoomba and in Lithgow called Provocations. We've got an arts trail, which we're trying to put together, a book and art trail, which will happen in private artist studios and cafes, etc., and a couple of galleries. And we've also got a whole pile of other stuff that we're supporting, including comedy shows. The comedy shows that are being put on by Marty Bright has just joined our organisation, and also a couple of the presenters here at Radio Blue Mountains have also joined. Caroline and Alana have also joined to help us out with all the arts here in the Blue Mountains, and I'm hoping maybe next week I'll be able to coax Caroline onto the program, and she was away for a little bit, so I didn't get that lined up. But tonight on the arts program, we had Lisa Finn Power from the Penrith Performing Arts and Visual Arts Centre down there, and the Joan, which is part of that, and the Conservatorium. So we heard all about a few of the things that are going on down there. If you didn't catch what we were talking about as far as the Tim Ross shows, that's American Rosso, famous Rosso from American Rosso. He's putting on some shows down at the Joan at the moment. He's just added a few extra seats because they were sold out, but he's added a few extra seats. So the idea, of course, is to get onto the Joan website or Facebook page and grab those tickets quick, smart. So, because they'll be gone very soon. And also, I believe he did an interview with Marlene Chern, and so that'll pop up at some point. We'll make sure we put up a post as to when that's going to be on air. Okay, so now here on Blue Mountains Live, we've got two interviews for the show. We have, first off, we have Linda Mitzi, who's going to be performing tomorrow night at the Bootlegger with Ian Morrison from Katoomba Music, one of our show sponsors. Shout out to Ian. And they're going under the moniker of Mitz and Spliff, which I love. I think that's great. So they're at the Bootlegger tomorrow night. And then at Hotel Etico, we're going to be talking to Sam Booker, who's going to be playing up there with a couple of people, a new trio that he's got going. So we'll hear all about that as well after Linda, so in the second half hour of the show. So we'll now kick it off with a bit of music, and we're going to kick off with a song from Linda, which is Freud from her Real People album, and here's some promos, and then we'll get into the interview with Linda, and we're calling this special birthday episode of Blue Mountains Live because she's just had a birthday. Now, the other thing I should mention, which I didn't mention during Talking Arts, but I will mention it now, is that on Blue Mountains Live, on the website, so go to bluemountainslive.com.au, we've now got a full event listing, which is updated basically daily and has all the events that we list on our Facebook event list. They're piped through to the website constantly. I think every hour is the arrangement we have. So as those shows come aware, as those shows are put up on any of the Facebooks that we associate with, they'll be piped through. And so at any point, you can go through and see what's happening anywhere in the Blue Mountains on the weekend as far as live music and performance go. And we include comedy and theatre and all sorts of things. So it's the best place to go and find out what's going on. Also, if you have a business and you want to be at that hub of information, you can also advertise on the top of the page each month and get all that attention. But what we do want to stress is that to get into the listing, you have to put up a Facebook event on your Facebook page for your music business, your venue, your art gallery, or wherever you have live music or performance happening. Get it on there, and it'll get fed in. If you don't know how to do the Facebook thing, you can contact me, brad@rbm.org.au, and I can help you through that and show you how to do it, or even do it for you. If you want me to do that regularly, I can do it for you for a small fee. That way everybody in the mountains will know exactly what's going on as far as live music goes. So we're going to get on with the show. As I said, we're going to hear from Linda Mitzi a bit later after a bit of music from her with the song Freud.
He's got more contacts in the music and events game than you've had hot dinners. It's Brad the Professor Diedrich on Blue Mountains Live.
It's important for us mob to take the time to relax and enjoy the journey. And with more than 365 destinations, New South Wales Trainlink can take you home. To reconnect with mob and breathe in your country, weave your way across our lands on board a train or coach and relax. Take it easy, while New South Wales Trainlink does the driving.
To find out more and book your next trip, search New South Wales Trainlink. We'll take you there, a New South Wales government program.
Hi, this is Dave Fortner from the Hoodoo Gurus. You may ask, what's my thing? I'll tell you. My thing is Radio Blue Mountains, supporting local music.
Stars, but they never really had to go that far, 'cause got their own theory, they say. God is punishing gay pride, and the rest talk about the GFCN. There are people dying while the other half are lying and dead. Give me a fever, such a fever. And if you don't mind me saying it, well, these people are full of it. Some use Christ for their own convenience. Some quote Fred to sound like some kind of genius. Some take a lifetime to avoid, but the ones who get met most annoyed are the ones who quote.
Hello and welcome to Blue Mountains Live here on The Table, the Greater Blue Mountains Creative Arts Network arts show that we do on a Thursday night between 6 and 8, and we're on Blue Mountains Live, and we have a special guest who's going to be playing on the weekend, and that's Linda Mitzi. Hello, Linda, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Brad. Hello, everybody.
And Linda's out and about, so we've caught her outside, but hopefully she's sitting somewhere reasonably pleasant.
I am. I'm at Catalina Lake, so it's nice. It's nice.
All right. Very nice. Excellent. All right. So Linda's playing at the Bootlegger this weekend. You're playing on Friday night. Yeah, is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And so. We've been talking about the new listing on Blue Mountains Live, and Linda's there, nice and large. And we did have you on last week when we first launched the new listing on the website, and you were playing at Mount Etico, but of course you ended up not doing that gig.
I did, and I got quite ill. I got the big C.
Oh, so, dear.
Yeah, so that wasn't real good, and it was my birthday, and I had to cancel a lot of things, and
oh no,
unfortunately that happens, but I'm much better now.
Have they been postponed? I hope. Did you end up?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, they have been, but it's actually just a warning to everyone, because I was testing negative for many times and thinking that I felt quite ill. Nowhere near. I've only had it once before, and
right.
That was quite bad, so it wasn't like that, but I knew something wasn't right, but I sort of kept pushing forward, and then finally it came up positive, and I felt a little bit bad because I'd sort of been around different people.
Right, so
the
warning is don't go with the first test, do a couple.
No, I went over a couple, it was a couple of them. And,
yeah, right.
So that wasn't much good.
But no one else in the family got it?
Nope, all good.
Jeff seemed fine, as I was mentioning to Linda earlier. He was round at my place earlier, so
yeah. No, he's fine.
He seemed fit and healthy.
Yep, he's fine. He didn't get anything. We thought he might have. That's why we ended up, because I was testing negative
right
the weekend, and then I just thought, no, just in case somebody else gets it.
Right. So we've just heard the track Freud. From your album released, is it 2 years ago now, Real People?
No, that was about 2018, I think. Yeah.
Oh, good heavens. Okay.
Yeah, it was a long time, but I'm still here.
Well, we still play it quite regularly, so.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you actually brought that song up, because I will be playing that on Friday night. Ian Morrison and myself have sort of brought together, or sort of brought back some of the songs, and
right,
some of the older songs, that is. And,
oh, good.
And that's one of them. Yeah.
Well, that's one of my favourite ones. And the reason I played it, of course, is because earlier you did send me a photo of you and Ian that I'm going to put up on the socials.
Yeah.
with the wonderful name Mitts and Spliff, which
that's our new name, Mitts and Spliff,
which I thought was wonderful. I think that's great. I'm sure Ian is keen on that. Did you come up with the name?
Yes, I did.
Right.
And I kept sort of saying it to him, we're Mitts and Spliff, and he didn't sort of protest. So, and he did share the post, so I'm sure he's happy with that.
Oh, I think I did.
That's kind of a new project. There's, you know, obviously the song. I'm a songwriter, and I take my songwriting very seriously, and I still work closely with Glenn Scarrett and Alex Keller,
right,
on the original material. And look, we are recording. It's just been such a slow process, and it really will be worth waiting for. It's sounding great,
right,
new material, but I'm not in any rush for that.
And so, it's obviously quite a good thing to break it up with somebody that's a bit of fun, you know.
Yeah, so Ian and I we've got pretty good chemistry, and he's one of my best mates. So it's a lot of fun, Mitts and Spliff. So we just do a lot of covers and do them our own way. And it's just a bit of fun, and it's I enjoy playing with Ian. It's great.
Yeah, well, as I said, that's one of my favourite tracks, and I picked it to play tonight because he does do some good brushwork on that track.
Yeah,
so.
He does. Yeah, it's wonderful. So, I look forward to that. And so, another thing,
No, I was just going to say, just so people know, it's at the Bootlegger. It's tomorrow night, Friday the 23rd. And between 9 and 11, so obviously you're going to do a couple of sets.
Yeah, well, actually, we've got a special guest, Mr. Ian Dunn from Red Bee, who's generally on drums in Red Bee, and
right,
he is being put his hand up to say that he'd like to do a bit of a solo spot, and he's very keen to start sort of this own solo project himself. And put word out there late last year, and just said, you know, anybody wanting an opener, I'd love to come and do it. And I thought, well, why not, you know? So that's what we tend to do in the mountains, in the music community. We all help each other out. So he's quite excited, and I'm really looking forward to it. So he will open up, and then Ian and I will do a set, and then we'll just play it by ear. Ian might get back up again, and, you know, we'll just see what happens. I think it'll be a fun night.
Very cool. Okay. Have you actually worked on stage with Ian Dunn?
I haven't. I've watched Red Bee, which is one of my favourite.
Of course, yeah.
They're amazing. So this will be interesting. And I'll have to tell you a secret. I actually haven't heard Ian play guitar and sing.
So
it'll be interesting. He was, I believe, in Katoomba Music a couple of weeks ago, having a bit of a play with a new guitar. So
right. I think there's some footage. If you if the folks go to the Katoomba Music Facebook page or to the Instagram, I think there's some footage there of Ian playing around with a guitar and a few pedals and things. So
okay, interesting. Yeah. Now I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good evening, and it might be my birthday was on Monday, so I might be able to have a birthday drink then. So that would be
excellent.
Nice. Whoever wants to come and say hello, yes.
Yes, sir. Kelly at the Bootlegger, a cake. You need to get a cake.
A big cake. And it's going to have 50 candles on it.
Oh, no. I'm sure they won't embarrass you by doing that.
I'm all right. I was a little bit, wasn't too sure about turning 50. But
I think you're doing okay for 50 there, Linda. Now, tell us about other gigs. You've got a couple of other gigs. Are you back to the family to make up for the one you missed,
yeah,
I think.
So Ian and myself are back at the family on the 8th of March.
Right.
I wish I had my calendar, but the trio is also playing at Old City Bank, but I haven't got the date in front of me. Can you hang on one moment?
Okay. We can always look it up and let people know. So I'll play some music, and then by then I'll come back and let people know what your actual other dates are.
The 12th of April,
right,
the trio, so that's with Glenn Scarrett and Alexander Keller, will be at the Old City Bank.
Right, OCB, yep.
Now we're going backwards, so the 8th of March will be Mitts and Spliff at the family. And I think that's all I've got at the moment.
And tomorrow night.
And And tomorrow
at the Bootlegger.
At the Bootlegger.
Brilliant. So a little mini tour there, obviously. Shame it. You didn't get to Etiko, but I'm sure you'll get back there at some point.
That happened. See, I had to get, because I got sick, we had to cancel that one. Sorry, I'm trying to take this off. So
I'm sure Lona and the gang will have you back at some point.
Yeah, she's loving. She's doing a wonderful job there.
Yep, shout out to Lona. Yep.
Yeah, what a beautiful venue and the initiative. It's just amazing out there. Just awesome folks out there, and it's a really nice vibe and very laid back. And it's beautiful to play there. And I remember when it was the old manor house years and years ago, and it's just amazing. It's a nice gig.
Yeah, no, good venue. So if people are looking for somewhere to go and they're up that way, Mount Victoria. Always go along to Hotel Etiko. Make sure you have a meal when you go up there. They're doing that, the Enterprise thing where they're running the hospitality program for disabled people and things. And it's
they're just a blessing. Like it's just a beautiful vibe. They love it.
And through all the people who work there, Andrea and Kelly and all the people, shout out. So.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'd like to also have a little plug for this Sunday with the blues jam that's happening.
Oh, okay.
Once a month too. Yep. Yeah, that's on Sunday. That's been a lot of fun too.
So you usually get along to that, obviously, and have a bit of a yell.
Have a bit of a yell, another sort of side project, I guess.
Can we ask about Mr. Willis? Is Mr. Willis still getting up regularly? And
yes, Mr. Willis and Chris Soulos is up there, Christopher Soulos, yep. And
playing bass. Yep.
Mitchell Pierce on guitar. Who else have we got there? Ian. It depends. Everybody. They sort of. Sometimes it's Mal on drums. Sometimes Ian Morrison plays on drums.
Yep.
So. Yeah, it's just nice. People get together there. It's at 4:30 now.
It's a little bit later.
A little bit later now, yeah, which works better. And, yeah, we had a lot of people at the last one. Yeah, people just jumping up and having a play, and so it was nice.
Excellent. So, yeah, that's at the Katoomba Family Hotel there on the just off the bridge.
Yeah, Jane's been really supportive with that, so that's good, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Excellent. Okay, Linda, well... thank you for coming on the show once again.
Thank you. Thanks, Brad. Thanks for all your support too.
And updating us with everything Mitzi and Mitz and Spliff. I love that.
Mitz and Spliff. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to Friday. And if you can get out there, folks, come up to Bootleggers and say hi for my birthday. That would be nice. And come and support Ian Dunn on his debut solo.
That's it. I'm sure the fans of Red Bee will be up there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Be ready to be not quite as over the top as Red Bee normally is, but.
And I did come and had a bit of a laugh with Ian Dunn because I said, "Look, I'll try and keep it up a bit, I'll try not to have too many folky, folky ones. I'll try and get it up there a little bit." And he said, "No." He said, "Music is universal."
And yeah, I'm sure. Nice. And I'm sure he's looking forward to having a bit of a slightly more chill night, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Be a bit more sensitive than I.
I think he's excited. Thank you so much, Brad.
Not a problem. So, yes, everybody, housekeeping, February 23rd, that's tomorrow night, 9 till 11. Get along and see Linda and Ian and the other Ian.
Yeah, Mitz and Spliff.
Mitz and Spliff. Now, as you know, I always do, I'm going to ask you for something we can play, whether it's one of your own songs or something you've been listening to or a recent influence. Or we could play go full on and play a Red Bee track, I suppose.
I was just going to say, why don't you play a Red Bee track?
Okay.
You play one of your favourite ones there. I don't know what would be a favourite one, so you play.
Not a problem. We'll pick one out. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you, Linda, and have a good gig tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brad.
Okay, cheers.
Bye.
And here's Red Bee. We'll be right back.
lie that you need us. You buried us.
Machine, and he said, come on, Cecil, give me a dollar. Come on, Cecil, give me five. I'm in a halfway house on one way street. Ooh, and I'm a quarter past living there. I hear you talk about your people in one way. Till your hair turns gray. Sister's in a mustard. She loves to walk the puppy. Pickles in the relish. She never gets enough. Hershey milkshake steaming on a stick. With a heartland sandwich. Oh, let us get thick. It's not because I'm dirty. It's not because I'm clean. It's not because I kiss the boys behind the magazines. Hey, boys, how about the fight? Sister comes Ricky with the girl on. She don't know your name. She knows what you got from your matchy ball to the chicken in the pot, chicken in the pot, chicken in the pot, chicken downstairs and in the star joint. Got a jukebox to do the toy. Fingers nearly delicious, make your beat bounce in your IV door. Hips
Welcome to the ultimate entertainment destination in the Blue Mountains, United Cinemas The Edge, where we present for you the latest blockbuster movie releases, special movie events, and classic films. At The Edge Cinema, you can relax in comfort and style in five modern cinemas, including the incredible giant G-Max cinema screen, which has to be seen to be believed. The Edge is fully licensed and can cater to your events and private corporate functions. That's United Cinemas The Edge at 225 Great Western Highway, Katoomba. Go to unitedcinemas.com.au/Katoomba.
Hi, I'm Nathan Power from Gusto Gusto. You're listening to The Professor on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Ian from Katoomba Music, and in these times, I'd recommend that you listen to the local radio station, Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. Local is becoming a lot more important and reliable, and we've got to encourage these great people who sort of volunteer and keep this thing going.
Thanks, Ian. And the phone number for Katoomba Music?
4782 1121.
Yeah, I got busted speeding. Drink driving.
I was caught texting while driving.
I wasn't wearing my seatbelt.
I copped a fine and 5 points.
I had to cop losing my licence.
I copped a hefty fine.
So, if you speed...
Don't wear a seatbelt.
Text while driving.
Or drink and drive.
Take it from me. You can stop it or cop it.
A message from the New South Wales Government.
Hello and welcome back to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. We've been going through the directory, and thank you to Linda Mitzi for talking to us there. We talked to her about her appearing up at the Bootlegger with Ian Morrison from Katoomba Music, and we talked about how she didn't do her gig at Hotel Etico due to COVID problems, but we do have someone who is actually appearing at Hotel Etico, and that's Sam Booker. And so welcome to the show, Sam.
Thank you, Brad. G'day.
And we mentioned that you have once been on the show before, but we're very excited to have you on again and talk about the show at Hotel Etico, and also to talk about your plans for this year, career-wise and also organising wise. So we know Sam from having organised Lithgow Lowdown with Willem Hendrickson earlier on. When was Lowdown? That was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, Lowdown was towards the end of last year, yeah, at the Club Lithgow in town.
And you had to deal with a few things there, but eventually the whole program went really well from what we can see.
Oh, look, it was just a marvellous brainwave by Willem. He just contacted me earlier in the year and said, we're going to put in for this grant. And I said, okay. And then he rang me back and said, we got the grant. And I went, oh, okay, that's a shock. What are we going to do? And he had this whole brilliant plan, lots of intersecting things as the fabulous mind of Willem works. So there was elements of community and mentorship and obviously Indigenous connection, and then it all culminated on the day. I think we almost put the room at capacity, which is unheard of in Lithgow.
Wow.
And it was just such a heartwarming day.
We've seen sort of video footage from the day and the performance, all brilliant. And of course, there was a lot of things you had to cope with. You had a few problems along the way you had to deal with, and it's brilliant to see that it went as it did, considering losing a venue and sadly losing one of the mentors.
Yeah, that was quite a tragedy. It was a very big hit for everyone, I think, especially in the lead up. You know, each mentor had these really involved moments with each of their respective groups. And I know there were some people looking forward to seeing the great Colin Burgess on stage and indeed in those mentor sessions, but the health of someone's fairly important, and we were all
of course fairly devastated. And did his brother end up performing at the night?
Yes, Danny did. He jumped up and did two sets actually, and then to his rock star credit, we all called into one of the local pubs afterwards and listened to a terrific cover band, and Denny happened to be stayed there, and he jumped up and did a third set for the night.
I talked to him briefly at one stage. I had him on the radio and talked to him just a little bit about, but that was like early in the lead up. And he just seemed like that kind of guy. You just wouldn't be able to keep him off a stage if you were in a pub with him.
No way. And yeah, he's just, you know, he's built for it.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, so and that of course was a thing that was helped along by GBMCAN, which this yes. program is supported by GBMCAN. So shout out.
Couldn't to have happened without.
And hopefully, once again, we'll be able to back some more of those sort of events. I will get on to Hotel Etico in a minute, but do you have any other sort of things like that you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, we've got a Lithgow. We've called it the Lithgow Creative Arts Co-op, which is basically at this stage a mate of mine and myself, and we just wanted to provide a space where artists of all mediums and disciplines can come, and it's basically a multimedia jam session. I mean, some of the best guitar parts that I've at least come up with are next to someone painting on a canvas next to me doing their thing, and it's just,
right,
you know, think a little bit Warhol's art warehouse, except we're going to be in a Lithgow hall, a small hall near a creek, and should be a great day. It's going to be on the 25th, actually, the first one, from 11 till 3 at the Vale of Clwyd Hall. And it's, we're hoping it's going to be a cool community event where people can just share with each other.
Brilliant. So the 25th of?
February.
Okay.
Yes, that's inaugural one.
That's this Sunday, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Okay. All right.
So well, lucky you called.
Lucky I called. All right. So, I do a program called Talking Arts before this one. So we should have, I'll mention it there as well, of course, as one of the things go and do on Sunday. So, and I'll hassle you later on to make sure there's a Facebook event listing somewhere that I can put onto my other site, Blue Mountains Arts Directory. And we'll try and get some people along with that, definitely.
Terrific.
So
we all appreciate how vocal and such an advocate for the arts you are in the area, particularly with events. It's always appreciated.
It's just from arriving up here and people saying, "Do you know if there's anything on tonight?" It's always annoying, when I knew there was lots of things on and blah blah blah. So. So one of the things that's listed on the Blue Mountains Live site, as I was mentioning to you earlier off air, is of course the show at Hotel Etico, and it's the first on the listing at the moment. If you go to our event listing at bluemountainslive.com.au, you'll see Sam there, and I've been doing some listings so that I get the Facebook feed through from the Facebook event. I've been doing some listings for Lona. Shout out to Lona out at Hotel Etico.
Absolutely.
So she's been doing a wonderful job. And so was she the person who approached you, or did you approach her? Or
yeah, she let me know that the Etico was doing their thing, and I went up and played their solo, must have been earlier last year. And it's, as you all know, it's just a fabulous environment, really, really welcoming, nice food, and of course their whole ethos of how they run the joint is terrific. So it's a great place to go and play a gig.
Indeed. So housekeeping, guys, is it's this Friday, it's tomorrow night, it's the 23rd, obviously it's 6 till 8. So does that mean two sets?
That does mean two sets. After the Lithgow Lowdown, actually, Lona was our wonderful photographer for the event.
Right.
And I performed there with this new three-piece that I've been doing.
Oh, okay.
Where these fabulous musos backed me up on my original work. So we're going to be doing a whole new second set this time. We're pretty excited about that one.
Oh, good. But it's based on, people will know sort of what is commonly known as your punk folk sort of genre that you play in.
Certainly.
So you're just keeping much of that going for another set, obviously?
Yeah. I mean, these guys, Dan Charlton and Lucius Cullerton, they are just phenomenal musicians. And I was a bit sort of sheepish about how I was bringing the songs to them at the beginning. And
right.
They said, look, man, you just do your thing and we'll jump on it.
Yeah, great.
And each set of seven songs, each has been learned in three jams. They're just, their brains work in a way I can't conceive of. They just, they jump right on it and they just nail it.
Right, right. Well, I've seen Lucius do that with, you know, just at a gallery, just doing sort of like freestyling with Boris Hunt, you know, and Boris will do Boris does. And he's just right under him, you know, he's just there with him, you know, and doing some amazing things. And I said, oh, that sounded fairly rehearsed, that piece. And Boris just sort of gives you a Boris look and says, no, you know, today's the first time we did that, you know.
Well, Boris is one of the first people around me that really advocated for improvisation.
Yeah, right.
Because he was our leader at Greencore many years ago, and he'd let us take the guitar on trip so we can sit by the creek after work and have a strum. And yeah, he was really passionate about improvising. And then I watched the way that him and his family play and how they move with music. And it's very much of that school. It's a nice thing to be a part of and have happened behind you especially. But yeah, lovely to observe as well.
Indeed. I've noticed that, well, at that particular event, there was an event down in Gangang Gallery, and of course it was quite a busy event, and they had 50 artists down there with all these little works, and still with all that hoo-ha going on, and Black Douglas was down there, and there was a lot of stuff going on. Boris and Lucius started playing, and everybody just stopped. You know, it was like, wow, you know, he's a gallery performance, and it's not just background, you know. It makes people stop and pay attention. So that was great. So yeah, I haven't met Dane yet or seen him perform. So that'd be something to see.
Dane is another spectacle. I first come across Dane Charlton in the old Lithgow Irish Folk Club,
right.
And he could always play anything. I mean, I've seen him pick up any manner of string things, some wind things as well, not to mention you occasionally get to see him at Blackheath open mic there at the Gardener's Inn. He pops up and plays some beautiful sort of Irish trad led inspired songs, and his versions of particular standards are terrific. But he's playing, I think, on the same day as the Arts Picnic out at Rydal. He's playing out there with Barrel Dog, but in on at the Hotel Etiquette gig, he'll be on the upright bass, which is just pulls some amazing sounds out of.
Yeah, right. Brilliant. Excellent. Okay, so as we said, that's tomorrow night, Friday the 23rd, to go and see Sam's new trio. And so is this like, have you had a few performances, or is this sort of the second time since the Lowdown performance?
We played at Cafe Bar 128 in Lithgow on New Year's Eve.
All right.
And that was our second performance.
Yep.
And this will be our third.
Excellent. So don't miss out, guys. Get up there and up to Hotel Etico at the old manor and in Mount Victoria. And yeah, kicks off at 6, so it's always good to get there a little bit early and get your meal organized and get ready.
Yeah, for sure.
For the performance.
Lovely Tucker.
Indeed. Apparently the chef's very impressive up there now. So all right, sir, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we look forward to hearing about some other things, and as I said, we'll mention the thing on Sunday. So does it actually have a name? for yes. the event?
It's Arts Picnic.
Right.
With lots of phonetic spelling. It's not very grammarly. And we're looking for where anybody, musos, sculptors, poets,
right.
People that just want to have a little picnic on the lawn. That's totally what it's about.
Right.
People that just like to consume creative things. I mean, we'll...
Renoir of you. People on rugs on the lawn.
Yeah, but we do want to see like a Nana's sewing circle just the other side of a divider wall from a metal band that's jamming. We're really looking for the full spectrum. If someone does tarot reading, they can come down and set up. We're hoping it's going to be as much of a busking markety thing as sort of people displaying whatever their creative gifts are.
Right, right. And do people have to sort of book? They have to contact you if they're not already involved?
No, we're trying very hard to make it a cooperative, and that's a lot to do with me not wanting to do any bloody thing.
No admin, please.
No. So, but if there's someone who needs power or has a needs running water or has a hearing sensitivity, they don't want to be next to a full rock band jam session, then let us know ahead and we'll put something aside.
And so how can they contact you, Sam, for that?
They can contact us in regards to the Arts Picnic on 04-585-42114 or have a look at the Facebook events and just search Arts Picnic, spelt ARTZPIKNIK, and they'll be across it.
Excellent. I've written all that down. That we'll make sure that's on the Blue Mountains Arts Directory site and also on BMCAN and Blue Mountains Live and blah, blah, blah. And so if people are a bit lost but do need to ask a few more questions of Sam, they can do that through there. And have a great Sunday and have a great gig tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
All right. And now I'll do what I do with anybody I have on as an interviewee is I'm going to ask you for a musical reference to play out with. We could play something that you play or like a cover or whatever, or with something that's an influence or something you just want to hear, Sam.
Well, thank you. I'd probably like to hear Trying Not to Try by Your Own Homegrown Wolf and the New World Disorder. I just think it's a fantastic work by an independent artist who's done everything on it that you can think of themselves in terms of the recording, and it's a lovely song.
Brilliant. Excellent. And works in because Wolf appeared last week, I think it was, at Hotel Etico.
Oh, cool.
When Linda Mitzi got sick, when she got the COVID.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah, Wolf stepped in. And so, brilliant. Excellent. All right, sir. As I said, have a good gig tomorrow night and enjoy future enterprises. And, of course, keep us informed.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Excellent. Okay, so we're going to hear from Wolf and Trying Not to Try. Thanks, Sam.
Cheers, Brad.
You're listening to 89.1 Radio Blue Mountains, your voice, your community. Thank you.
You're listening to Blue Mountains Live on RBM 89.1 FM.
Thursday night is football night on RBM. Steve Perry presents View from the Stand, our round ball football and music show covering the local game here in the Blue Mountains, the New South Wales National Premier League, the A-League men's and women's competitions, as well as a look overseas to the English Premier League, the Champions League and more. That's View from the Stand every Thursday night from 8 to 10pm on RBM 89.1 FM.
So that's about it for the program. Hope you enjoyed Talking Arts and Blue Mountains Live here on the table, the GBM Cairn Arts program. I'm just going to go through some of the listings. I'm just going to do them pretty quickly because we haven't got much time left before we move on to Steve Perry and The Stand. Great program here on Radio Blue Mountains on a Thursday night after Blue Mountains Live. And I'm sure he's got some great music lined up and all the news about the round ball. But I'd just like to thank Linda Mitzi and Sam Booker for appearing on the show. It was great to catch up with them. Linda's going to be at the Bootlegger tomorrow night. And here we go, 9 o'clock start through till 11pm, as we mentioned. So that's tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night is Sam Booker, as we also mentioned. And he's a slightly earlier start. He starts at 6, goes through till 8. That's at Hotel Etico. What else have we got? We've got the Black Heathens at the Avalon Restaurant. And that's from 7 till 9pm tomorrow night. We've also got, as well as Linda Mitzi, we've got Daniel Skinner at the Doctor Is In Sessions down at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern down at Lure at the Fairmont Resort. And that kicks off at 8:30, goes through till 11:30. We have down at the Royal, down at Springwood, the Royal Hotel down at Springwood, we have Squid Ink. I don't know about these folks, so I'm hoping to catch up with them soon, but we'll wait and get some reports back from Springwood down there. I've got a few friends down at the Royal Hotel. We used to have a place there. We used to go and stay and blah, blah, blah. So shout out to all the people down at the Royal. Hope you can have a great night. That's on the 23rd, so that's tomorrow night, and that kicks off at 9 p.m. Probably goes through till late. As a bit of a note, Gavin Bowles, friend of the show, is going to be at a thing called Five Bands on Saturday, and if you go to the listing, you'll see that. And that's at the Music and Booze Company down there in, I think it's down in Newtown. And I think the Music and Booze Company is maybe one of the bands he's playing with, one of the five bands. So I think that's in Newtown. So yeah. Anyway, go and have a look at that listing. Now, we know that the Tijuana Cartel Alec Tura album tour is sold out at the Baroque Room. So that's on Saturday night, starts at 7 p.m. But hopefully you got tickets for that one and didn't miss out. You've got to watch those Fusion Boutique gigs because they sell out pretty quick. Another Doctor Is In session on Saturday is 8:30 till 11:30, and that's down at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. There's a few more listings. What you should do is go and have a look at the listings. So that's Blue Mountains Live /event-list. Get in there and have a look. There's so much stuff happening up in the mountains now, and we're managing to cover all of it. Hopefully you'll have a great weekend. Get out and see some live music. But now here's Steve Perry with View from the Stand here on Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Rob Yule from the Orchard Boat. You're listening to Radio Blue Mountains on 89.1 FM.